Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love to tackle those big mind-blowing topics, and today is no exception. We're going to be talking about anti-gravity tech.
Ooh, anti-gravity. That's some pretty fascinating stuff.
It is, and to guide us on this journey, we're going to be diving into some excerpts from a blog by science fiction author Rick Lofton. He actually did a ton of research on real and theoretical anti-gravity concepts for his Seven Colonies universe.
I'm familiar with his work. His world building is really impressive, especially when it comes to those floating cities he's got.
Yeah, the cities are incredible. But what I find so cool is that he doesn't just hand wave the science away. He actually tries to ground his ideas in real physics, at least as much as possible.
And that's what makes it so compelling as a reader. You can really tell that he's grappled with the how behind those fantastical ideas.
Right. So let's start with one of those big ideas, this density displacement tech that he uses to make his floating cities work. How does that actually play out in his world? And is there any basis in real science for something like that?
So in Lofton's Seven Colonies, universe density displacement involves manipulating exotic matter and energy fields to essentially make objects less dense in a gravitational field.
So like making something so light that gravity can't hold it down anymore.
In a way, yes. It plays on our understanding of buoyancy. Think about how a boat floats because it displaces a volume of water that weighs more than the boat itself. Lofton's tech kind of takes that concept and applies it to gravity itself.
Okay, that's a pretty cool concept, but is that something that's even remotely possible in the real world?
Well, manipulating gravity directly like that is still purely theoretical, but it's fascinating to see how Lofton takes a scientific principle and extrapolates it to create something truly imaginative.
Absolutely. Speaking of things that sound imaginative but are actually real, what about acoustic levitation? I mean, using sound waves to make things float that sounds like magic.
It might seem like magic, but it's a really cool application of physics. Essentially, high-intensity sound waves, when precisely focused, can create pressure strong enough to counteract the force of gravity.
So it's like the sound is pushing the object up.
It's more about creating a standing wave of pressure that suspends the object. It's a delicate balance of frequencies and amplitudes.
I see. So what kind of things can we actually levitate with sound? I've seen videos of small objects like beads or droplets of water.
Yeah.
But can we levitate bigger things?
The technology is advancing rapidly. Researchers at the University of São Paulo in Brazil have managed to levitate a sphere larger than a golf ball using acoustics. So we're talking about objects that you can actually hold in your hand.
Wow, that's impressive. So it's not just a cool lab trick anymore. There are some serious applications for this.
Absolutely. There's a project called TinyLev, which is developing a low-cost acoustic levitator that could make this technology accessible to more researchers and even hobbyists. Imagine the possibilities.
That's exciting. So we've got tiny levitators potentially in people's homes, and we've got scientists levitating golf ball-size objects. Mm-hmm. What else is out there in terms of real-world applications for acoustic levitation?
One area that's particularly intriguing is the use of acoustic levitation for touchless chemical reactions.
Touchless chemical reactions. How does that work?
By levitating the chemicals, you can mix and manipulate them without any physical contact, which eliminates the risk of contamination from containers or the environment. It's a game changer for fields like pharmaceuticals and material science.
That makes sense. You'd be able to create ultra-pure compounds that way. And that actually ties back to Lofton's work. He talks about how, in his Seven Colonies, advanced technology allows for this incredibly precise manipulation of matter, almost like a form of alchemy.
That's a great connection. It's fascinating to see how these ideas can transcend the boundaries of fiction and reality.
For sure. But let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about sound making things float. But what about that classic sci-fi image of spinning spaceships to create artificial gravity? Is there any actual science behind that, or is it just a Hollywood gimmick?
Oh, that spinning spaceship concept is definitely rooted in real science. It all comes down to centripetal force.
Centripetal force, remind me how that works again.
Sure. Think about swinging a ball on a string. The string keeps the ball moving in a circle, right? That inward pull on the string is the centripetal force. It's what keeps the ball from flying off in a straight line.
Right. And I remember from physics class that the faster you spin the ball, the stronger that inward pull gets.
Exactly. Now imagine you're inside a giant spinning spaceship. That spinning motion would create an outward force pushing you against the inner wall of the spaceship. And that outward force would feel like gravity.
So it's not actual gravity, but it would mimic the effects.
Precisely. And NASA has actually been exploring this concept with spacecraft, like the Multi-Mission Space Exploration Vehicle, or MMSEV. It has a rotating habitat module that's designed to create artificial gravity for astronauts on long-duration missions.
That's incredible. So is artificial gravity a reality then? Could we be booking tickets to a spinning space hotel anytime soon?
Well, not so fast. There are still some major engineering challenges to overcome spinning structures in space, create gyroscopic effects, which can make them difficult to control. And then there's the Coriolis effect, which can cause some pretty weird and disorienting sensations for people inside a spinning environment.
So spinning spaceships, cool idea, but maybe hold off on those vacation plans for now. But here's the big question that I know everyone is thinking. Can we really defy gravity, like completely shut it off like we see in the movies?
That, my friend, is the million-dollar question, and the answer is complicated. True anti-gravity, the kind where you completely nullify gravity's effects, is still very much theoretical.
Oh, man, so no flying cars anytime soon. What a bummer.
Hold on. I didn't say that while we haven't cracked the code on true anti-gravity just yet, there are some incredibly exciting areas of research happening right now. Scientists are exploring things like quantum field theory, the idea of negative energy, and even exotic matter that could potentially counteract gravitational forces.
So there's still hope for those flying cars. But what about those breakthroughs you hear about every now and then, like that fuelless engine developed by Dr. Charles Bueller? Is that the real deal?
We need to approach those kinds of claims with a healthy dose of skepticism. While Dr. Bueller's work is certainly intriguing, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. We need rigorous scientific testing and independent verification before we start rewriting the laws of physics.
I agree. I'd need to see some pretty convincing evidence to believe in a true anti-gravity breakthrough. But I'm definitely open to the possibility. So where do we go from here? We've covered a lot of ground already, from fictional floating cities to the real-world potential of acoustic levitation and the challenges of artificial gravity. What other fascinating avenues are there to explore in the world of anti-gravity tech?
That's a great question, and one that will lead us perfectly into part two of our deep dive. We'll be exploring some mind-boggling advancements in areas like magnetic levitation and the quest to understand and manipulate gravity at its most fundamental levels.
Sounds like we're just getting started. I can't wait to dive into those topics with you.
Me neither. This is where things get really interesting. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of anti-gravity.
Glad to be back.
You ready for some more mind-bending concepts?
Absolutely. Last time we left off with this idea that true anti-gravity might still be out there, but it sounds like there's a lot more to uncover before we get there.
There is so much we're still learning and exploring.
So what other intriguing avenues are we going down in this quest to defy gravity?
Remember how we were talking about manipulating density to kind of achieve buoyancy?
Yeah, like with those floating cities in Lofton's books.
Exactly. Well, that got me thinking about another area where we're seeing some fascinating developments. Magnetic levitation, or maglevs.
Oh yeah, maglev trains. I've always been fascinated by those. They just glide along so effortlessly, no friction, super fast. It's almost like magic.
It is pretty remarkable, and the technology behind it has come a long way. Researchers at the Technical University of Denmark have developed this new form of magnetic levitation using high-speed rotating magnets.
Rotating magnets. So how does that work?
Well, imagine you have a magnet levitating another magnet, but without any external power once the system is going.
Wait, so you just give it a spin and it floats forever? That sounds like perpetual motion.
It's not quite perpetual motion. There's still energy involved in getting the system going, but once it's spinning, it can maintain levitation with minimal energy input.
Still pretty mind-blowing. So are we just talking about levitating trains here, or are there other applications for this kind of tech?
The potential applications are huge. Think about contactless handling in industries like manufacturing and robotics. Imagine being able to move delicate components without any physical contact.
Yeah, that would be a game changer for things like microelectronics and pharmaceuticals.
Exactly. You could reduce contamination risks, increase precision. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
Definitely. And I also read something about graphite-based levitation platforms. What's that all about?
Yes. The Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology in Japan has been doing some really interesting work with that.
What have they come up with?
They've created this platform that can levitate using magnetic fields again with minimal power consumption.
Okay, so are we going to have levitating furniture now? Sign me up for a floating couch.
Uh-huh. Well, levitating furniture might be a ways off, but these graphite-based platforms are incredibly sensitive, which makes them ideal for creating really advanced sensors.
I see. So instead of levitating our living rooms, we could be using this tech to create super sensitive sensors. That's pretty cool.
It is. And think about the application sensors that can detect minute changes in gravity. That could be huge for things like earthquake prediction or even mapping underground resources.
Wow, those are some serious applications. Much more practical than a floating couch. I'll bet it. But let's get back to this whole anti-gravity thing for a minute. You mentioned some areas of research that are still pretty early stages. Can you give us a little more insight into those?
Of course, one area that holds a lot of promise is quantum field theory, but it's highly theoretical.
Quantum field theory, that sounds pretty intense.
It is. It dives into the world of quantum fluctuations and zero-point energy.
Quantum fluctuations, zero-point energy. Okay, I'm already lost. Can you break that down for me?
Okay, so think about it this way. Even in a perfect vacuum, at the most fundamental level, there's still this constant buzz of energy. These are quantum fluctuations. Tiny particles popping in and out of existence.
Okay, I'm sort of following, but how does that relate to anti-gravity?
Well, the idea is that if we could somehow tap into this vast reservoir of zero-point energy or manipulate these quantum fluctuations, we might be able to create regions of negative energy.
Negative energy. I'm not even sure what that means.
It's a mind-bending concept, but theoretically, negative energy could counteract gravity.
So it's like finding a way to create a gravity vacuum.
In a way, yes. But again, this is very much in the realm of speculative physics.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. A lot of what-ifs and maybes. It seems like there's still a huge gap between the theoretical and the practical when it comes to anti-gravity.
That's a fair assessment, but that's also what makes this such a fascinating field. It's a journey of exploration, pushing the boundaries of what we know. And who knows, maybe one day those what-ifs will turn into reality.
Fingers crossed for those flying cars. But before we get too caught up in the future, let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute. Are there any practical applications of anti-gravity or things that at least seem like they're defying gravity that we can experience today?
That is a great question, and one that will lead us perfectly into part three of this deep dive. While true anti-gravity might still be a distant dream, there are some really cool technologies that are blurring the lines between science fiction and reality technologies that might even make Lofton's seven colonies seem a little less fictional.
Intriguing. I'm ready to hear about these gravity-defying marvels.
Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey exploring the world of anti-gravity tech.
We have, from fictional floating cities to quantum fluctuations. It's been a wild ride.
It really has. But you know what I find so fascinating is how even those outlandish sci-fi ideas can spark real-world innovation.
Absolutely. It's like science fiction plants these seeds in our minds, and then science tries to make those seeds grow.
And speaking of real-world applications, last time we left off talking about some technologies that are already making us question what's possible when it comes to manipulating gravity. What are some of those gravity-defying marvels that are blurring the lines between science fiction and reality?
Well, one example that comes to mind is the anti-gravity treadmill. I know it's not true anti-gravity, but it creates this sensation of weightlessness that has incredible applications in rehabilitation and athletic training.
Oh, yeah. I have some videos of those things. People look like they're walking on the moon. How does it work? Is it like some kind of magnetic thing?
It's actually pretty clever. It uses differential air pressure to partially support the user's weight. So it's like walking in this carefully calibrated bubble that takes some of the load off your joints.
So it's not actually canceling out gravity, but it's reducing its impact.
Yeah.
That's cool. What are the benefits of something like that?
The applications are amazing for people recovering from injuries. It allows them to start walking and exercising sooner without putting too much stress on their joints. Athletes can use it to train harder and recover faster. It's even used in physical therapy for conditions like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis.
That's incredible. It's like creating a personalized gravity environment tailored to your needs.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder if we could create environments that simulate other planets' gravity, maybe, as a way to help astronauts prepare for missions.
Now, that would be really cool. But let's stick with what we have here on Earth for now. What other technologies are pushing the boundaries of gravity manipulation?
Well, there's a company called AcoustoFab that's doing some really innovative work with acoustic levitation.
Oh, yeah. We talked about acoustic levitation earlier, but this sounds like they're taking it to a whole new level.
They've developed these kits for robotic process automation that use ultrasound to levitate and manipulate materials.
So we're not just talking about levitating small objects in a lab anymore. This is actually being used in industrial applications.
Exactly. Imagine assembling microchips or pharmaceuticals without any physical contact. It's a game changer for minimizing contamination risks and increasing precision.
That's mind-blowing. It sounds like we're on the verge of a manufacturing revolution.
It's definitely a technology to watch, and it all goes back to that idea that these seemingly fantastical concepts from science fiction can have very real and tangible impacts on our world.
Absolutely. So even if those big dreams of levitating cars and floating cities are still a ways off, It's clear that we're making some incredible strides in our understanding and manipulation of gravity. What a journey this has been.
It really has. We've covered so much ground from the theoretical to the practical. It's amazing to see how far we've come.
And who knows what amazing discoveries and inventions await us in the future. Maybe one day those floating cities won't seem so far-fetched after all.
Maybe not. It's an exciting time to be following this field, that's for sure.
It definitely is. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of anti-gravity tech. I hope you enjoy the ride as much as we did.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure exploring these mind-boggling concepts with you.
And to all our listeners out there, keep that sense of wonder alive. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to unlock the secrets of true anti-gravity. Until next time, keep looking up.